Welcome into the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you here on this Friday. The Stars fall to the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-0. They kick off this 7-game road trip to end the season with a loss. It does make their path a little bit more difficult. Every time they lose can make it a little bit more difficult to get into the postseason, but we'll break down this game, what it really means for the Dallas Stars. I saw some sky is falling kind of tweets about the loss last night. It's not, I don't think it is yet. But we'll talk about why it's not yet on today's show. Today's show brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app. Join me this week, Sunday, 4 o'clock. Get in on the action. Locker Room changing the way that we talk sports. Go ahead and dive right in. The Stars lose 3-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay took an early lead. Andre Palat, who's had a very, very good year for Tampa Bay, scored 14 minutes, 41 seconds into the first period. Unassisted goal made it 1-0 Lightning. No goals for either team the rest of the first or the second period. Blake Coleman on the with a shorthanded goal gets his 12th of the season, makes it 2-0 Tampa Bay. And then Braden Point gets his 22nd of the year, assisted by Andre Vasilevsky right at the end of the game with about a minute left to go. It sealed that win for Tampa Bay. The Stars, obviously a loss is never good. And you know, from a play perspective, the Stars just couldn't quite get out of just get out of neutral in this one. They just couldn't. They couldn't keep up. I think, you know, that's been a bogey of theirs for a while now, and this Tampa Bay team in particular. But they can't quite get up to the pace of these top teams on a regular basis. Tampa Bay being one of those teams, they just can't quite perform at that level to really, you know, night in, night out, give them, you know, a real, you know, competition, give them a real, you know, run for the money kind of thing. And that's what happened again last night. The Stars are just not quite on that level. It takes some stellar individual performances from the Dallas Stars to get to that level, to have those opportunities, to have those chances. They didn't get it last night. They get outshot 28-20 by the Lightning. The Stars do win 62% of the faceoffs. They go 0-2 on the power play and, of course, gave up the shorthanded goal, 1-1 on the penalty kill. It's just, you know, like I said, it's with these teams, the Stars, unfortunately, as it stands right now, they rely heavily on a couple of individuals to propel them in these specific games. I think they're a good enough team to beat up on everybody else, and I think the depth is less of a current concern than maybe we thought it was originally. But, you know, when you're taking on a team like this Tampa Bay team that's so talented, that's so deep, that has, you know, beats you in pretty much every facet, right? Better forwards, defensemen, you know, toss up maybe on the Stars, on a good night for the Stars, toss up, but then a better goaltending situation. It's hard to overcome that unless you have some guys really step up, some guys really show out. Dallas didn't have that last night like they've had at different points throughout the year. Stars lose 3-0, they fail to make up any ground in the Central Division. Bright side is they don't fall any further behind either. You know, Nashville didn't play. Stars, the big downside is the Stars lose a game in hand, which is a non-factor. But the Stars, you know, in the end of the day, they just lost one of their games in hand and now just have one game in hand and are 2 points back of 2 points back of the Nashville Predators going into Saturday, which we'll talk about a little bit today as well, because that is a massive, 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 massive game for the Dallas Stars. I saw a little bit of like the, you know, that this was, you know, the Stars, this was a disaster loss kind of. I mean, that was kind of like the kind of takeaway from some people. It's like this was like a disaster loss, biggest game of the year. The Stars couldn't, you know, they didn't show up. And, you know, like I've said this all along, this game was important, and this game would have been a fantastic win, and it would have put them in a great position. That being said, when you looked at the remaining schedule, this game wasn't going to necessarily hurt them all that much if they lost. And let's face it, this was going to be a difficult game for Dallas. They played a busy schedule all year long. They're kicking off this road trip against Tampa Bay, who has been a trouble team for them, one of the best teams in the NHL. And it's just it's a tough matchup for Dallas. And beyond just, you know, Tampa Bay being good, it's just that Dallas does not match up well against Tampa Bay. Great goaltending situation for Tampa Bay with Andre Vasilevsky, obviously. And then just forward depth upon forward depth upon forward depth, and it's harder for the Stars to play the matchup game that they're so good at against a team like Tampa Bay, because just because you can send out your best, you know, defensive guys, your defensive forwards to go, you know, mark up their top line. That didn't mean anything against Tampa Bay because they're so deep. Okay, well, we'll just our second line, our third line, are all, you know, can produce points. Our defensemen can all produce points. So it's a tough, tough matchup for Dallas. And then you take in, you know, just I think some of the other factors, and the Dallas is, you know, it's hard to get up every single night and be ready for these games, even with how important they are, just because of how busy the schedule's been. And I think the Stars probably in some aspects may be a little bit guilty of looking ahead and looking ahead to what's on the schedule. Obviously, tomorrow night against Nashville, a big game between those two is gonna could more or less decide the division in this year, tomorrow night's game. And so, you know, are they guilty of looking ahead? Possibly. I mean, could you don't blame them, right? You're looking at this game going, we're not catching Tampa Bay. We can't fall further behind in the race because Nashville isn't playing. We're literally just losing a game in hand. But Nashville Saturday, it could be over if we go and lose that game. So, you know, were they guilty looking ahead? Possibly. But the disaster thing, this loss is, you know, this loss, I'll frame it like this. This loss does not make it really that much harder for the Dallas Stars to get into a playoff spot. I've said that all along. I don't think it makes. I think they can get in if they beat Nashville. I think they can get in with winning four of their last seven, and picking up a point in one of those. Obviously, they, you know, it does make it a little bit tougher, I think, but you know, this was not the doomsday scenario. Tomorrow night is where that could come into play. Let's talk about that right around the corner. We'll step aside first, though. Today's episode brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Their rings sure to bring joy into her life. They use only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana. 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. Is the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring you'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long. Find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. Let's go ahead and, you know, I don't want to dwell on this Tampa Bay game. You know, I think the worst thing to come out of this game is that Jason Robertson's point streak came to an end at 9 games. He wasn't able to continue to close the gap between himself and Kirill Kaprizov, who went scoreless, pointless the other night. But, you know, I don't want to sit here and dwell on this game too much. You know, disappointing, yes. Was it an opportunity? Absolutely. Opportunity missed? Maybe. Is this the game that's the backbreaker? No, not yet. This was not the game that's the backbreaker for Dallas. All it did was obviously it set them up really, really nicely. And we talked about that before the game. They win last night, sets them up beautifully. Go beat Nashville. You're 2 points up on Nashville, game in hand. Then you're chilling, right? You're feeling great about yourself. Losing this, I don't feel any worse about the. I don't feel any worse about the Dallas Stars' chance to make the Stanley Cup playoffs after losing last night's game. Talk to me again Sunday or late Saturday night. We'll reevaluate, but I don't feel any worse about them losing that game, especially if the trade-off was lose that game and win Saturday. Absolutely, win Saturday all day long. You know, we'll go ahead and dive into that. You know, this race is going to be incredibly close. It's for the past couple of weeks now, it's predicted to be a 1 or 2 point race. Nashville and Dallas have had almost identical odds to make the Stanley Cup playoffs for the past couple of weeks now, and. You know, tomorrow night's going to be one of the deciders, if not the decider. No, it's, you know, you can't win it. If you're Dallas, especially, you can't win it tomorrow night. The fourth place spot, but you sure can pretty much lose it. Dallas is going to go into the game on 54 points through 50 games. Nashville 56 points through 51. So obviously, the Stars 2 points back of Nashville in the division. You go in. And you have an opportunity to tie this playoff race up with a handful of games to go. Nashville would have 4 games left. Dallas would have 5 games left. That's big. And I think if the Stars win tomorrow night, I think they're the favorites to win that fourth seed. But it's a massive, massive game. It'll be interesting to see. You know, we saw, I do want to mention this, last night we did see the return of Joakim Ranta. He only skated about 11 and a half minutes. That's big. Obviously, he didn't get tons and tons of run, but I think that's really important for the Stars. Tyler Seguin's right around the corner as well. Word is that maybe next week, potentially could see Tyler Seguin next week. You know, it feels like the Stars, you know, and they say it's his decision. I think a lot of it is. I think if Seguin says, I'm ready to go, he's ready to go, and they'll have no real issues sticking him in the lineup. But it does feel also kind of like the Stars are like kind of biding their time. Like, okay, let's, you know, are we still in a playoff? Are we still competing? Are we still competing? Are we still on the outside looking in? Okay, we're in a spot. Get him in. Or oh man, if they lose Saturday, you know what? Just pack it up. I mean, that's what it feels like, and so maybe that's what we're looking at. I wouldn't be wholly stunned to see him play tomorrow. I mean, Rick Bowness has said a couple of times now he's very close. He's been skating. It's up to him now when he's ready to go. And when I say he's ready to go, I think the Stars want him to come back and feel comfortable playing in a decent sized role. He's not going to get the 17, 18 minutes a night that he might normally get in a normal year when he's healthy. But he's going to skate on the power play. He's going to take a lot of faceoffs. He's going to take defensive zone faceoffs, probably on penalty kills. He's going to skate, you know, he's just going to skate important minutes for this team. They want to make sure he's 100% before they just bring him back in here and get him ready to go. But potentially, I mean, maybe we see him tomorrow night. Wouldn't that be a great time to make a return? But I think we'll see him before the end of the year, especially if Dallas wins tomorrow night. But back to Joakim Ranta, that's a big, big add for Dallas. I know he didn't play a ton last night, but just getting him back, he is one of the better goal scorers on this team. One of the more consistent. I think at least I think he has the ability to be. You know, and obviously we're operating on a super small sample size. I mean, because he was really on a fringe player. You know, he was kind of an AHL, NHL bounce back, back and forth kind of guy up until the playoffs last year, and then exploded and came into this year with high expectations, and then has been hurt for a lot of this season. That being said, I think he has the ability to be one of the better goal scorers on this Dallas Stars team. And so getting him back, here's the thing, getting him back is not going to hurt, right? You stick him on that fourth line, and he skates 11 and a half, 12, 13 minutes a night, whatever it may be, that's a better goal-scoring option, I think, than the other options that Dallas Stars have in that same role. So, you know, getting him back is huge. You know, I'd love to see what Dallas does when if we do see Seguin back. You know, do they go, you know, how do they address it, right? Because the lines at the top are writing themselves still. Hence, Pavelski, Robertson. Hence, being in and out of the lineup could affect that some. But those three, for the most part, will be together. Then Ben, Dickinson, Gurianov. And then you've got Como, Cogliano, and Faxa, your FCC line. And then you've got Kivi Ranta. And if you get Seguin back, then you're going, okay, who's that next guy in? Is it Caro? You know, last night the Stars skated seven defensemen. Technically, Pesek obviously plays it a forward some as well. But you know, who's that? Does it Caro? Is it Caro, Kivi Ranta, Seguin? Is that your fourth line? I mean, that's what getting these guys back does. Is it doesn't hurt, and we kind of diverged where I was taking this block. But you know, it doesn't hurt, right, to get these guys back and get them in the lineup. And I think that's where they can really get a leg up is as they come into the run-in of this final couple of weeks. That fourth line with Kivi Ranta and Seguin on it looks like a line with much more ability to contribute overall to the team than perhaps how it would normally look, how that team would normally look in another circumstance. So, let's step aside one more time. We come back. We'll wrap it up. It's gonna be a shorter show today. I'm working our school is hosting our conference track meet. Of course, I work in communications for the athletic department, so it's been a bit nuts. So it's gonna be a shorter episode. I'm recording in our press box, so if it sounds a little weird, I apologize for that as well. Before we step aside, Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. They've got so many types of bars, so many different flavors. It's actually unbelievable, and they all taste good. And here's a secret, little secret. They're not bad for you either, right? You don't have to feel guilty about eating Built Bars. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. If you're on a keto diet, go for a Built Bar. They're covered 100% chocolate. They got crisp bars. They've got puff bars. There's like a marshmallow consistency on the inside. They got their regular bars. These bars are really, really so good. They've got great flavors. You can go try them for yourself. If you haven't, go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get you 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Also want to talk to you about BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. So we get tons of sports action on the go. The NFL draft is going on. Kentucky Derby's back as the first leg of the Triple Crown, and that begins this weekend. Get all the latest news and odds on all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline. On your laptop or mobile device, check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. Head to the website, use your mobile device today, sign up, receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Let's wrap up this show. You know, real quick, I do want to look ahead because I kind of diverge. Saturday night, the Stars obviously square off against the Nashville Predators. Stars are going to go in 2 points down with a game in hand over Nashville. Obviously, they'll maintain that game in hand regardless of the result because Nashville's obviously playing as well. But this is a big, big opportunity. And I said, you know, last night the loss to Tampa Bay wasn't the one that brought it all crashing down. A loss Saturday night would more or less seal the deal. The Stars would be 4 points back with five games to go, and they'd only have a game in hand, whereas Nashville would have four games remaining. Dallas would have, I guess, a slightly easier – no, not really, because Nashville, of their four games left, they would have Columbus twice and I believe Carolina twice. Dallas would have Tampa Bay twice, Florida once, and Chicago twice. So the Stars have a more difficult schedule remaining after Saturday night. And they'd only have a game in hand, and they'd be 4 points back. That's a mountain I don't think they can overcome. Flip the script. The Stars win tomorrow night. I feel very good about their chances to make the postseason. I think Nashville gets put in a situation that they're not built for. They haven't had to, you know, I know they came from behind. They were kind of outside looking in earlier in the year. But they've kind of been able to kind of cruise, and Dallas hasn't been able to make up the ground quickly enough to really put them under tons and tons of pressure until now. You flip the script, and Dallas wins. Now Nashville's sitting there. They're tied on points. They don't have, you know, they're down a game in terms of games remaining. They've got four games left. Now those games against Columbus start to look like trap games, start to look like trouble games. Carolina starts to look like a real problem because Carolina's still got something to play for. And if you're Dallas, you go, okay, we just got to match them the rest of the way and then, you know, take advantage of that game in hand, which I think the Stars are very capable of doing. I don't think if Stars win tomorrow night, I don't think it's out of the question that Nashville only wins two of their next four, however that combination is. I don't think that's out of the question. So then if you're the Stars, you go, okay, we need 5 points out of the next five games. That's extremely doable for this Dallas Stars team, even with the opponents they've got coming up. That is a doable task for this Dallas Stars team. Now, whether they get it done or not, you know, they've had a lot of situations this year that have been accomplishable by their standards, and they haven't been able to do it. So whether they'd be able to do it, I don't know. But that's a doable task for the Dallas Stars. We're going to have to see how it all plays out. Big, big game tomorrow night. This is a playoff game, absolutely. 100%, this is a playoff game for the Dallas Stars. Like I said, it doesn't officially mathematically rule you out, but if you lose tomorrow night, your chances look slim to none to be able to get into a playoff spot. So big, big game. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, @LockedOnStars. Make sure to follow us on personal account as well, @Kenneth_Nash19. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast so we show up in your feed every single day. We'll be back Sunday afternoon. 4 o'clock is the time we're shooting for Locker Room. Talk about Saturday night's game. Jump in. Give me your comments, questions, anything you want to talk about. You can chat live with us. And then make sure to be back Monday where we break it all down and get geared up for this final week and a half of the Dallas Stars regular season. That's good all for this one, though. Until then, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Hopefully it goes well. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.